What if you could have a career where the opportunities are as vast as our nation, where it's not about mission statements, but a shared mission? At U.S. Customs and Border Protection, we go beyond to protect more than borders. From ship to shore, air to ground, cities to local communities, CBP agents and officers are keeping people safe. Join U.S. Customs and Border Protection and go beyond for something far greater than yourself. Learn more at cbp.gov/careers.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Love to Live Healthy show with author and weight loss specialist, Josephine Fitzpatrick. Our focus is weight loss and losing it with healthy and clean living. Join us every week to hear answers to questions from our clients all over the world who text and email thousands of weight loss questions daily. Listen and learn how Josephine answers questions to help you lose weight, eat healthy, and feel great.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Love to Live Healthy. I'm Josephine Fitzpatrick. I'm a weight loss nutrition specialist. I have thousands of clients all over the world who text and email me 24/7 about weight loss, about feeling great, about loving to live healthy. And I am here to share all of my knowledge with all of you so you can look and feel your best every day too. Okay. So today, the first tip I want to give you, which seems to be something that should be so simple, is yet the hardest thing for clients to do. And that is to don't give up. Do not give up on yourself no matter what, okay? We have good days where everything is effortless and we feel like we can do this forever. And then we have bad days where we're just ready to throw in the towel because we can't get out of our own way. And what I'm telling you, do not give up on yourself. If you stay the course, we all have slips, we all have falls. What matters is what you do right after. As long as you get right back on and keep moving forward. The worst thing you can do is give up on the program, but more importantly, don't give up on yourself, okay? Know that you can do this, that you want this, that it means that much to you. This is your health we're talking about, and I'm talking about weight loss, but I'm also talking about living healthy. And when you're trying to do the right things and you want to feel good about yourself and you want to feel good mentally and in your body, in your skin, you have to not give up on yourself, which brings me to the next thing. You have to believe in yourself. Your inner script, how you talk to yourself, is so important. Now, I've done videos and I've talked to so many clients about being positive. Yes, of course, I want you to be positive, but that's not what I'm saying right here. When I say your inner script and how you talk to yourself, that is really all about believing in yourself, believing that you can do this, that you want to do it, but believing that you're not going to let anything get in your way. You're going to do this because you believe that you can. I've often said, if you tell yourself you can't do something, you won't do it. And if you tell yourself you can do it, you will do it. You know, we always believe the stories we tell ourselves, okay? We believe what we tell ourselves when we're talking about ourselves into ourselves, to other people. And you have to listen to what you're verbalizing to everyone, because that's what you're feeling about yourself, okay? And even when you do it to yourself, you know, we all talk to ourselves, and well, I do all the time, but when you do that, you want to know, okay, am I being positive about myself or am I being negative? And, you know, think of two things. One, I want to tell you is that when you think about yourself and how you can do something, are you saying like, I can do this, or I don't know, I hope I can do it, or I think I can do it? You know, your inner script and what you're telling yourself, that can be life-changing if you really switch it to be positive and not negative, and more that, you know, you can rather than you're not sure or you can't. So really think about how you're talking to yourself. Think about how you're portraying yourself to the world, but most important, how you believe in yourself. That over everything, the most important thing you can do is not just believe in yourself, but keep telling yourself that you believe in yourself, okay? Because sometimes we forget that little fact, and that's a big thing. You always have to remind yourself, I can do this because I believe in myself. I can do this because if that person can do it, why can't I do it? I'm no different than them. That is positive talk, but it's also positive talk in believing in yourself. And that is what is so important through this, okay? That's what gets you from your bad days to your good days, or from your in-between days where you're kind of on the fence and can go either way. When you have that positive self-talk that you believe in yourself and that you know you can do this, Well, that's what's going to push that in-between day to a good day. Okay, so remember, self-talk, believe in yourself. Now, this is what I mean when I say that, because I'm going to give you a couple of examples from my clients so you know what I'm talking about. If you're on the scale and you see that the scale is moving slowly, immediately you may think, oh, it's not working, so I'm just going to cheat. That's not self-positive talk. That is sabotaging yourself, and you don't want to do that. This is why I say stay off the scale to begin with, because if it's lower and you have room where you've lost weight, then you're going to think like, oh, well, I have room to play around with, so maybe I'll have two drinks tonight instead of one. And if it's not moving as fast as you want it to, you're going to say, well, this isn't working, so I'm just going to cheat. Now, if you're positive and you believe in yourself, you're going to approach that question very differently. And when you're on the scale and it's lower and you lost weight, you're going to be like, yes, I knew I could do this. I'm so excited. I can't wait to eat clean again tomorrow, and I can't wait to live healthy again another day. And when it moves slowly and it's not as much weight as you would have liked to have been off, you'll say to yourself positively, that's okay. I know I'm doing the right thing. I know I'm doing everything I can. It will happen. I just have to give my body time. See, that's really the difference between believing in yourself and positive talk and not believing in yourself and negative talk. We tend to sabotage ourselves all the time when we do the negative, when we don't believe in ourselves, okay? It's very easy to sabotage ourselves. Okay, so here's a great question that even if I was to ask you right now, I want you to think about how would you answer this question? So if I have two different clients, and this is what I mean when I say you're either going to approach weight loss and loving to live healthy because you believe in yourself, or you're going to approach it negative and want to sabotage yourself, okay, because you don't believe in yourself. So if I ask you this question right now, I want you to think about how are you going to respond to this? Life is short, okay? Life is short. So what does that mean to you? So if I have a client who is positive, who believes in themselves, their response is going to be, yes, life is short. I want to make sure I'm living healthy. I want to be in a good weight that I'm happy in. I want to feel good about myself. I want to wear the clothes I love to wear. And I want to feel good every day. I'm going to continue to eat healthy and continue the right thing to make sure I get there because life is short. But that's the person that believes in themselves, that believes that they can do it and just has that positive thought process. Then if I say to someone who is not positive or maybe just is looking to sabotage themselves or just perceives things in a negative way, I will say life is short. And their response will be, yes, life is short. So I'm not going to care about my weight or my health, or I'm just going to eat what I want to eat and enjoy everything I can enjoy and drink until I can't drink anymore because life is short and I don't want to waste a day. Okay. What does that mean to you? And I think that will tell you what you think about not only yourself, but also how you feel about yourself and you feel about life in general. And, you know, this is when I say, make sure you're feeling and thinking positive, but also believing in yourself and, you know, appreciating everything around you and knowing that you want to feel your best every day and live your best every day because it's so important to you. And because you want to live the healthiest you can live, right? So another great example, which again, this is a great example for a text message that I get constantly. I will get someone who will tell me, and this could be the same person. This happens all the time. They will text me and say, I feel so good. I'm in my clothes. Everything fits me. I'm on program. I'm eating right. You know, I'm having great days. And you just feel all amazing, positive. I can't wait to get dressed. I can't wait to go on vacation. All good, 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 right? But then, you know, you have a couple of bad days and you don't do the right thing and you're off program. I get the same person will text me and say, I don't feel good. My clothes don't fit. I'm bloated. I just feeling very blah. I can't get out of my own way. And I often say when this happens, because most of the time it could be two different people, and that happens all the time because, you know, I'll have somebody in a really good place and someone who's constantly sabotaging themselves. But my whole point is when you see that and you have the positive text message of knowing I'm eating the right things, I'm feeling good, I'm doing great because I'm positive and everything fits me and I love the way I look and I love getting dressed because I'm eating clean, I'm on program, I'm living healthy. Or the opposite of not doing the right things, not feeling good, not fitting in your clothes, waking up bloated, going through the day like that and just feeling blah because you have no energy, you're lethargic, because you're not taking in the right food and you're not eating the cleanest foods. Well, to me, it's a no-brainer. Why live like that? And so when that happens and you have that bad day, you have to remember how good you feel when you're doing the right things, okay? And that right there should tell you, yes, you'll have hard days, but you have to bounce back. You have to just get up and you have to believe in yourself that you're going to keep moving forward. You're going to keep doing the right thing because it's that important to you. And the reason you do that is because of the other text message where it's so positive and you feel great. I just got a text message for the other day from someone who said, I want to live like this forever because they felt so good. That's how you should feel. And that doesn't mean you will, okay? We all have slips. We all have falls. But it means that as soon as that happens, you get right back on because you have to remember and believe in yourself that you want to feel that way as many days as you possibly can because that's what makes you feel great, okay? That's what makes you feel alive. That's what makes you feel motivated, inspired, when you can not only just fit in your clothes, but you feel good in your body, okay? You feel good in your skin. You mentally feel amazing because you're doing the right things. Oh, so important, okay? This is what I want you to remember. This is what I want you to take with you. And the bottom line, at the end of the day, at the end of the month, at the end of the week, don't ever give up, okay? Don't ever give up on yourself. Don't stop believing in yourself because if you keep moving forward, even if you have slips, even if you have falls, as long as you keep getting back up, every time you move forward, you are making a positive step. Every day you wake up that you can breathe, knock on wood, that's all the time. But every day you have another chance to be amazing and you will have amazing days if you don't give up. You know, you'll have bad days, but you get through them, you bounce back, you get right back up and you keep moving forward. And the whole idea is to have more amazing days than bad days. And that will happen if you keep moving forward and you never give up on yourself. Okay? So I hope this helps. I hope you enjoyed this. I hope you resonated with some part of it, if not all of it. And if you did like it, please give it a thumbs up. Please subscribe, ring the bell. It'll tell you when our next video is. And if you have any questions or a topic that you would like for me to cover, please email me, innovationjosephine@gmail.com. You're more than welcome to visit our store in Woodbury. And I hope everyone has the happiest, healthiest, safe week, month, and much hugs, kisses, and love to you all.
Thanks for listening to Love to Live Healthy with Josephine Fitzpatrick. We hope you'll pass along our web address, innovationweightloss.com, to your friends and colleagues who are looking to lose weight by eating clean and living healthy. Be sure to check out our archive section on our website for previous podcasts. Join us next time for another edition of Love to Live Healthy with Josephine Fitzpatrick. The content in this podcast is not intended in any way as a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding weight loss or any medical condition or treatment, and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen. And never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you have listened to on this podcast.